Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan McNeil. Danny Parkins.
Oh, here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
Max, please. Feel better, Max. Max, we love you.
You gonna explain that?
Max are sick today.
Oh, you are. I know it's probably Mac out sick, but I prefer Max our sick because I think we can say that Max really is all of our sick.
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw him pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Paul Charchian.
What'd you do to Mac?
I've been slowly poisoning him for like a year. just strychnine. Yeah. Just nothing to cause death, just a lot of discomfort. And finally paid off. Here I am today.
Well, it's only fair. He's been causing discomfort in his listeners for 20 years.
Oh, rim shot!
If Mac turns up dead, we'll know why, and we'll know who did it. It won't take long to piece that together.
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Now, what would be brilliant? Mm-hmm. There's somebody listening out there that's got this axe to grind with Mac, so they poisons him with strychnine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this show has been so dark today.
How are you feeling? Kind of under the weather? Like you've got the flu? That would be the ricin I gave you. I slipped it into that stevia crap that you're always putting in your tea.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Max feeling better. Spiegs isn't poisoning.
Yes, just radio. My goodness. That's it's poison, right? It's rat poison. Is that what they do with strychnine? I think so.
I know the ricin is from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
That's the
word
you.
Was in the late 70s and early 80s when blotter acid was making its way around America that it had the chemical strychnine, or as Church says, strychnine. I don't know which is correct. We always went with the long I, strychnine. There was a touch of strychnine in blotter acid.
Oh, and, really?
Yes, which is a highly toxic, colorless, bitter, crystalline alkaloid used as a pesticide, particularly for killing small vertebrates such as birds and rodents, according to WIC. That didn't stop us.
How many times did you do acid?
Yeah, 8 or 10.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously a fan?
Yes.
Scared me, man.
I batted 1,000.
Yeah?
No bad trip here.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
I never
last
did that.
Time, September of 1984.
All right, sounds 35
sound like
years.
Vincent Concordia in True Romance. I haven't killed anybody since September of 84. When he shoots Dennis Hopper, Tony Scott film, real good.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, seriously. God, yeah. I was just about to get around to it. But okay, yeah. 35
strychnine,
years.
Yeah, a long time ago.
This hour score brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a used car? Search ContinentalMotors.com for the Continental Difference. The hour, also brought to you by CarX. Save up to $200 on 4 tires installed at CarX. Hoping to talk to Eddie Jackson. If we do, that'd be great. If we don't, that will be great as well. The Bears have a big game on Sunday,
Mac. I get the same, Danny. It's backs against the wall time. It's time for the offense to find out who the hell they are against a pretty decent defense. The Saints come in. Danny's pointed to some stats. They've given up some points this year. This is true, but I think recently because of the injury to Breeze in recent weeks, they've had to step it up. They went to Seattle and played pretty well there against the Seahawks. And I know the Seahawks didn't have a full complement of players for that game, but nonetheless, they don't lose often at home. And the Saints went there and beat them, and they did it with defense and special teams. So it is incumbent on the Bears this week to run the football. If you missed Dave Wannstedt earlier today, that's what he thinks they need to do. They need to come out and establish some form of a running attack to loosen up the defense so Mitch Trubisky then can look downfield for more big plays. They don't have many big plays this year as a group.
They certainly don't. And I'm not talking about how the team is feeling or the coaching staff is feeling, but just anecdotally from social media, the text line, listening to the shows on this station this week, there's a ton of respect for the Saints. And where I sit, they might end up being the best team in the NFC or the NFL, but I don't think that the team the Bears are getting right now is that. Alvin Kamara ruled out today, Drew Brees out. The defense is good, but I think gettable. The Bears are at home. The Bears are coming off the bye. I expect a big performance from the Bears in what is a massive game. National TV, number one Fox crew at home, and we've got Eddie Jackson now on the Pomonte Ford hotline to talk about it. He's back on with Mac and Parkins on The Score. What's up, Eddie? Thanks for the time,
Eddie!
Man.
Eddie!
Hey, what up? How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How you feeling tonight?
I'm doing good. You know, just sitting here getting a little work done.
Little work done in what? You studying film or what are you doing?
Actually getting size and stuff like that. But, you know, just, you know, getting ready for Sunday.
Sounds good. So we were just talking about it. I don't know how much of it you heard, but it's a massive game. Obviously, how big of an opportunity do you feel like this is?
It's huge. It's huge, especially coming off the loss, you know, 2 weeks ago against Oakland. Just everything that's going on, you know, with the good teams in our division. But also, most importantly for us, just being home, you know, coming back first home game in a while. So, you know, we want to start it off right and just, you know, get back to Chicago Bears football.
When you look at the Saints on tape, what are the things that concern you about what they're doing offensively right now?
You know, just the chemistry they have with, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, you know, for him being able to, you know, get in there and go on a full game screen as a backup quarterback and, you know, just seeing how well they play and feed off each other on their offense right now and just how versatile he is. Unfortunately, you know, Alvin is going to be down this week, but just to see the things that he's able to do, you know, lining up at receiver, slot, and just how they move Michael Thomas and just try to get him around and, you know, try to get mismatches with him and get him in open space.
Latavius Murray, let me help you a little bit, Eddie, all you guys, because I do that for free willingly because I'm a Bears fan. Latavius Murray, you might remember him from his Vikings days. He's a big man, 6'3", 2 1/4", but when you punch him in the mouth, he curls up. So put that in your pipe.
Appreciate it. We're going to make sure I write that one down.
Yeah.
Spread the word. Right on that.
Spread the word. Hit Murray hard and he will quit.
And you said, unfortunately, Alvin Kamara's out. That would seem to me to be a nice little break for you guys.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, you always, you know, guys like that, you know, you're fans of him. I played with him at Bama, you know, just was looking forward against the matchup, you know, with him. And, you know, you never want to hear about a guy being down for injury. You know, that's no player around. But, you know, we're just looking for the matchup against him. You know, it's always fun when you're going against the best players.
What makes Michael Thomas special?
Oh, man, just the things he's able to do. You know, he has strong hands. You know, his catch rate is crazy. You know, and the routes and how the separation at the top of his routes, you know, from him being a big body is good as well. But, you know, just he's able to make a lot of plays, you know, and especially when you get him going, you know, when he's on the roll, he's on the roll. So, for us, we just got to come out and take him out the game.
We're talking to Eddie Jackson here on The Score. You said earlier, you know, get back to playing Chicago Bears football. What does that mean to you?
Just coming out aggressive, coming out fast, especially on the deep side of the ball. You know, we came out slow and flat, you know, against Oakland and London. So for us, we just want to come out fast and keep that tempo all four quarters. And right now, the message for us was just finish, you know, start fast and finish faster. So we just want to, you know, just do it, you know, just start fast and finish faster, play four quarters and aggressive, smash my football.
Has it been tough for 12 days to have to sit with that thing in your head?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, it was tough, you know, and once you know the bye week, you get a chance to reflect and just see how everyone was going to respond, you know, when everyone got back in the building and practice, and everyone responded very well. You know, practice was very well. The energy, you know, everyone's flying around having fun again. So you just know it's going to be a good one from how we prepared this week.
How did Mitch look in practice?
Mitch looked good, you know, just coming back. You know, he was anxious to get back out there, you know, but he's looking good, you know, shoulders, everything's doing fine. You know, he's still, you know, still doing things that Mitch does. So we got confidence in him and just ready to get back to it, man, ready for this game. We know it's a big one and it's going to be fun, you know, for us to get this taste out of our mouth from this loss against Oakland. So this is a good opportunity for us to, you know, come home to a 5-1 team and get that job done.
You say doing things that Mitch does. Can you take us a little bit behind the scenes? When we see your quarterback at press conferences, he's very conservative. He's very buttoned up. But I've heard from guys who are on the team now and were on the team last year that he's kind of a different guy in the locker room and on the practice field with you. How would you describe your quarterback?
I mean, he's a leader for one, and just, you know, he's a humble guy. Mitch is, he's always, you know, up, you know, he's never down, never holding his head down, you know, he's always walking around with a smile and, you know, see him in good spirits and things like that. You know, the last week for him, you know, being injured, you just see him, he wanted to be out there so bad, you know, just watching him and just looking at him. It's a, you know, it's just his body language has been different since he's got back, you know, and, you know, he knows what's ahead of us. You know, he know that the game that we play wasn't our style of football. So he's just ready to come on and get it done.
Eddie, when you talk about what this defense then can accomplish, can you guys still be the best defense in the league with the Akeem Hicks injury?
Oh, yeah, yes, sir, most definitely. And, you know, HaHa broke it down in the huddle, and he told guys, like, you know, just being honest with guys, tell them straight up, like, Akeem is down, someone has to step up. You know, who's the next guy in line? And, you know, we've been doing a good job with guys, stepping up for guys. But, you know, Keem is, like I said, he's a tough – it's tough to fit his position, you know, just the plays he's able to make. So, you know, you got to just, you know, see what guys is going to accept the challenge to step up and be like, all right, I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Know, for Keem and for our defense.
Hicks is one of those guys who plays 50 snaps a game. And when he got hurt in the Vikings game, you guys didn't really – skip a beat, but I wonder if that's a little bit skewed. I mean, we saw Nick Williams come in, and he's making plays, and, you know, there's a lot of faith in Bilal Nichols going into this week, but they're not used to getting the volume of snaps a guy like Akeem Hicks gets. And you wonder, there's a reason guys are backups, and the backups to those backups now have to play 25, 30 snaps a game. What do you like about Nick, and what do you like about what you've seen from Bilal?
You know, Nick, he's just a guy. He's a vet. You know, you can tell he's a guy. He's been around for a while. Just how he prepares and how he attacks the game. You know, and he knows it's time for him to step up, and he accepts that challenge. And Bilal is just he's young and he's hungry. You know, he come in every day. You know, he want to get extra work done. You know, trying to rush back off the hand injury. You know, I told him, just take your time. You know, it's gonna come. And so I feel like this is a game where, you know, it's time for him to step up and make his name known that, all right, Keem down, but I'm here, you know. And we just like the mentality he has. You know, he has a dog mentality, you know, him and Nick. But, you know, we know we have a lot of confidence in those guys to come in and get the job done.
How's Roquan Smith doing?
Roquan doing good. You know, he's good. You know, Roquan is Roquan. Just still, you know, around, flying around, joking around, good spirits, you know, high energy.
Hey, Eddie, I got to be honest. I loved on social media when you were watching the Monday night game, the Green Bay-Detroit game. You were like a football fan, man, with the rest of us, kind of confused about what was going on with the refs. What's the problem with officiating so far as you see it?
I feel like it's just the rules. Like, you know, so many rule changes for those guys and, you know, like, it's just for them, you know, everyone has a job to do. So for them, they want to be on top of theirs. So, you know, unfortunately, you're not able to see everything. You know, it's different when you see it on film and slow motion and really seeing it happen, you know, fast during the game. But, you know, at times, you know, you just got to understand some of those calls can cost a guy a game, you know, which it did, you know, kind of. But it's just so many rules that's been installed for them to pay attention to and things they got to look out for. So I feel like their job is kind of frustrating as well because they're trying to see, what's this? Do we got to make this call? What's happening? What's going on here? And it's just, you know, just sometimes you just got to go out there and let guys play football. You know, this is how we look at it as players and fans. Just let us play. You know, make a call that's obvious. But if it's a shady call, you know, don't call it. But, You know, that's why I'm a football player and not a referee, so I can't really speak too much.
Yeah, no, of course.
Well, maybe you could referee down the road.
Nah, I'm gonna leave that alone.
It feels like there's been too many flags.
Yeah, most definitely. Like every time you turn on the TV, it's a flag on something. It's like, man, it's like this is football. Like, you know, trying to change the game for the better. I get it, you know, to keep guys safer, but at the same time, man, it's hard to make a decision in a split second as players. You know, you're not going out there trying to hurt a guy purposely or trying to do something. You know, you're going out there trying to play the best type of football that you used to playing, you know, technique, sound, and fundamental. But unfortunately, it's still calls like that that get made.
Were you more bothered by the phantom hands to the face or the pass interference that wasn't called and wasn't challenged?
The hands to the face was the one that I was, the two hands to the face. You know, it's because twice, you know, it's clear as day he had his hands on his shoulder pad. And for them to be one on fourth down and one on third down, to change the game, like a turnover stop, like that's huge in a game, man, especially when you're going against a team like Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. So you giving him another four downs to, you know, just realistically speaking, he's going to, you know, especially what they was on a 30 or something like that. The fringe area. So, I mean, you give a guy like that so many chances, of course they're going to capitalize off him. And, you know, it just sucked, you know, for, you know, me being a player, because that could happen to any one of us or our teammates. So, you know, a guy going out there giving his all, fundamental sound football, and a bogus call get called on fourth down when your team off the field, especially against a division rivalry game like that, it just sucks, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it sucks as a fan, too, to watch. We're talking to Eddie Jackson for another couple of minutes. How much SEC trash talk is there within your locker room?
It's a little. It's not too many. You know, we get it. You know, I mean, like, we get into it about the SEC, ACC. And, you know, SEC guys, we stick together. So I feel like everyone, we highly respect it in the locker room. But, you know, you have some guys that play in the ACC that want to say they're better than the SEC and all this. But we know it's nonsense, so we don't really pay attention to it.
Well, listen, man, my wife went to Clemson, and I was at that game where you guys beat them in Arizona for the first time that Clemson made the title game. So that's actually developed into a nice little – the rest of the ACC is garbage, but that's actually the Clemson-Bama thing. That's a real rivalry.
Yeah, that's a real rivalry. And like we tell them, that's like the best team they have. So it's – I mean, you can't really name no more of the teams, you know, like not to throw salt, but, you know, Florida State need to get back to how they was, Miami, you know, Louisville, Lamar been gone. So it's like – who else is there besides Clemson? But, you know, SEC, you have us, Florida, Auburn, LSU. You know, I can go on and on and on, you know, but Georgia, you know, just teams like that just going to have to compete week in, week out against each other.
Eddie, get that first pick of the year on Sunday afternoon, man.
Yes, sir. I'm looking for a first pick six, baby.
Oh, calling a six.
Yeah, first pick.
That's good.
Can you give us a little teaser on what, if you take one to the house, what the celebration's going to be? I know that you're on the committee of celebrations.
We got a few different ones. Right now, we don't even know which one we're going to use. We usually go into game day and be like, all right, we're going to do this one, or we'll go talk about it tomorrow. So we're really trying to see what we're going to do. But we got a few of them in the back pocket that we don't know if we're going to use yet.
All right, just do better than that tug of war.
I most definitely got to do better than that.
It was rough, man. I'm like, come on. I need to see you guys in the end zone again to get that one out of here.
Yeah, most definitely. We're gonna make it up. We definitely gonna make it up this week.
All right, Eddie. Thanks for the time, man. We'll talk soon.
Take care, Eddie.
All right, thank you for having me. Have a good one.
All right, that's Eddie Jackson on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline.
He'll be on with Mully and Haw Monday morning, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That is certainly the plan. Joe Ostrowski in 25 minutes. It's Mac and Park.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Falcons on the score.
Well, they do have tight ends that can block. I mean, I mean,
who?
They, well,
Shaheen.
Let me back up. They got they got tight ends. Okay. And, no. I'm not. Damn it! I'm trying to say something educated here.
Okay.
And this, okay.
All right, I'm sorry.
Relax.
Get serious.
They,
over here.
They have tight ends that can get up on linebackers. How's that? Is that phrase better there for you?
Dave wasn't finished, and we thought he was, so we laughed. We thought it was a punchline. He actually wanted to say something nice about the Bears' tight ends.
They have tight ends who can block. We both laugh. I say who. And he backs around, and he's like, they got tight ends who can get up on you. What? Isn't that blocking? Isn't that his initial point? He's like, is that better? I mean, they can get to the second level and get up on you. That's blocking, I think. You disagree.
I shake my head. I do what I can, kids. You know, I stuffed the suggestion box for a couple of weeks on a guy who was cut by the Raiders. He sat in limbo for several weeks, and finally Luke Wilson went back home to Seattle. It's not where he's from. He's from just on the other side of the Canadian border outside of Detroit. But the Seahawks have him back, and they're glad they do.
Yeah, you're right. That would be an upgrade.
That would have been better than what they have.
I agree. This segment is brought to you by Amco Total Transmission and Car Care. Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care offers up to 12 months interest-free payment plans, and their exclusive powertrain systems check is free. Search AAMCO for a location near you. That's Amco Transmissions and a whole lot more. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Northwestern Football at Ryan Field this fall. The Wildcats are led by Big Ten Coach of the Year, Pat Fitzgerald. They've got Ohio State tonight.
Kicking an hour.
In Evanston. Oh, you're all probably sitting in traffic getting ready to go to that game. Then they got Iowa, Purdue, and Minnesota the rest of the way in Big Ten play. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team on sale at NUSports.com.
They'd rather have 12 TVs set up in their TV watching cave.
Yes, Fitz, they would. Shep, did you pick against the Wildcats or on the Wildcats for who do you love?
I picked the under in the Wildcats-Buckeyes game.
The under.
Yeah. Northwestern's offense is oof.
What's the total?
49.5.
Ohio State can
get
that
by
themselves.
Ohio State's laying, what, 29?
Yeah. 28, 29, somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you bet both of those, you bet the under and Ohio State. Northwestern, like, they get more than a touchdown. You're nervous.
Yeah, 30-0. 30-0 is a cover.
Northwestern's offense is, tons of credit to it last year, but this year is a complete disaster.
It's among the worst in the country, isn't it?
It's hard to watch. Like, it's tough to watch that team. Yeah. Defensively, they're doing what they always do. Wisconsin, they stay in the game because their defense plays great that day. They stay in these games, and then it's just no sign of an offense time after time after time.
Northwestern and Illinois collectively are getting 57 tomorrow. Well, tonight and tomorrow.
Big Ten football. Get it while
it's
on.
At least leave here, your state yeah. for it. Yeah.
Tough break for Northwestern, too, because the baseball game got canceled. So now they move it. It's on a Friday night, and they don't even get Big Fox for their game, and they don't get FS1, so they're on Big Ten Network. It's just kind of a tough break in terms of exposure. You got this great team coming in. You're doing an odd thing for your scheduling, your fans. I'm sure there's going to be some logistical difficulties.
Your coach isn't excited with it to start. He's been vocal about that.
And then you get the Big Ten Network, which, you know, they're on the Big Ten Network plenty, but for a game for Ohio State at home on a Friday night, you wanted to be in front of a few more million homes.
Yeah. Your alma mater has who this weekend? Do you
Syracuse
even know?
Has Pitt tonight.
Oh, Syracuse. Oh, tonight.
Yeah,
okay.
They play a Friday night game also.
And Parkins, after the show, is heading down I-65 to go to the Clemson-Louisville game. It's homecoming in Muncie, Indiana, but I'm not so inclined to go see my Cardinals entertain Toledo. We're laying 1.5, but oh. Ben Rosen, a sophomore at the Ball State University, says don't touch that. He doesn't trust the Cardinals. He thinks Toledo's a better club, so
I'll
stay away. Yeah.
Take Toledo.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Toledo.
I happened to be with our program director, the birthday boy, yesterday, Mitch Rosen. Happy 53, the best boss I've ever had. He calls Ben while we're outside today at around 1:30, and he just wanted to know what the spread was because I didn't know or who they were playing, and Mitch knew who they were playing, and it sounded like my house at Ball State at 1:30 at their time, 2:30 on a Friday afternoon in the 80s.
Yeah,
it sounded like some guys had already started their weekend.
Good.
Yes, it sure did.
You shouldn't even be taking Friday classes.
The son of the czar of 670 The Score. And, of course, we're talking about Mitch Rosen's son, Ben.
Friday's the second day of the weekend when you're in college.
Absolutely.
Thursday night starts your weekend. To Syracuse, I loved Flip Night. That was on Wednesdays. You go to the bar, it had 30 draft beers there.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, $4 for a pint of beer, but you'd flip a coin. And if you flipped the heads or tails, if it was heads, it was free.
Yeah. I always 50% off. Worked Saturdays in college. So Thursday night was usually my night to let her rip and then blow off a class or two on Friday and then get ready for Saturday. Saturday's a big work day. Whether it was football season. Yes. Whether it was football season or baseball season or working in bars, which I did when I was in school too for 3 years.
Yeah. I agree. Saturday was a big Saturday night was fine, though. Usually you can, Syracuse was playing a lot of, noon Eastern kicks. So, you get up and you play Buffalo and Greg Robinson's a 9.5-point favorite against a MAC school at home. And then they lose outright. Do a little post-game show off the air by 5 o'clock. You could still have a nice little Saturday. They weren't playing a lot of primetime Saturday night games.
Yeah, we think not.
In the Greg Robinson era. But, yeah, I got windshield time tonight. 5 hours, man. 5 hours, me and the wife driving to Louisville.
Once you get to I-65, you're going to be okay, but prepare for a slow commute to get there. I didn't realize until this past Monday, Columbus Day was as big of a thing as it is. There was nobody in my parking garage, hardly, and I got home in about 47 minutes. On a weeknight leaving at 6 o'clock, that doesn't happen too often with a 31-mile drive. And back to usual on Tuesday, 1:10.
Yeah. I don't know how big of a deal it is, but it's federal holiday.
There was nobody. I don't know if you guys noticed fewer passengers on the trains when you come in or what.
Not so much that. I forget about this every single year on Columbus Day, but when I train in and walk over from Ogilvy, I always forget that there's a Columbus Day parade in Chicago. Start walking and thinking, why can't I get across? What's blocked off up here? Oh, there's that damn parade. I have to walk back to the Pedway, go underneath.
Yep. Homage to the Spaniard ship.
You'll remember eventually. Give it a few more years. Did you see this guy, by the way, today? He's taking home a stroller. He had a stroller at work. That feel real? Did that make it feel real?
Oh, my God, yes. Every time that, unloaded the baby crib the other day from the car, went and picked that up from the store, unloaded it yesterday. Oh, my God, this coming very real. A lot of work still to do.
All the parents around here were saying.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's helping you put it together? Dad's coming over, right?
Better be. Dad?
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
I know that part of
okay.
it. Okay. Box is heavy is my main concern, though.
I didn't know that there were, you have two strollers for babies now, because he got his wife had a little work baby shower. They get this portable stroller. It had like the turning radius of a Porsche. Like the thing was unbelievable. It was light. It had all sorts of things. But it's what I'm told is the travel stroller. And then there's the main
with oscillating wheels. Yeah, like your bag at the air. We just spin it around. Yeah, that's cool.
And then there's the main stroller that has the snap out thing that can go into the car seat.
I mean, it folds up. It's the size of like a large suitcase. Is all this.
That's pretty good, man.
That's nice.
You're living in the future. Any day now.
Yeah. I mean, yes, you're right. It could happen and be ready to go at any point.
Is she messing with you at all? Has she ever, pump faked you?
Yeah, she texted me the other day, and she asked, what girls' names do you like again? And I sent her the list of the 3 or 4 names that I had towards the top of my list. She's like, good, because just happened. And I'm like, what?
What just happened?
The baby was born. And I was like, really? That's what you're going to try to get?
She's playing with you like that?
Trying to, yes.
I like that. A little bit of levity in these last moments.
Like, wow, you snuck that in. Like, going to go back to work this afternoon? Or?
Yeah.
When was the last time you had talked to her prior to her sending that text?
A couple hours.
Okay. That's you should have known it was a spoof.
Well, I knew it was a spoof.
I don't know what, but it was Tanny, just tell him what he's in for the first time through.
I mean, you really can't tell him exactly.
It's not going to be 2 hours.
No one told
hours.
Me everything, so
yeah.
you figure it out when you get there.
Yeah, it's fairly common. The first delivery, unless it's induced, is gonna be a long night. Pack a lunch.
Bring a Snickers. Not going anywhere for a while.
Yes, like Marv Levy trying to win a Super Bowl. We're going to be here.
Just make sure I get the Dutchie salad.
My wife had we had a Thursday day game when we had the White Sox here. Right after the day game, she's like, doctor said I should come on in because, you know, I'm feeling it here. Water hadn't broken yet, but that was Thursday night, Friday night, and baby not born till Saturday morning.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
So, you know.
Yeah, my dad watched 2 World Series games while my mom was in labor with me. That's how long it took. And then for my brother's first kid, I remember he got in trouble.
That was a good series. That was the Mets that year.
Yeah,
wasn't
Mets.
It?
Yeah. He was enjoying himself. He said they were good games. He's like, I was entertained. I don't know what the big deal was. I didn't want to leave.
That was a great couple of nights because, you know, we were there all those nights waiting, and she couldn't eat, but I'm down there at Illinois Masonic. It's a great little spot for food, great food neighborhood.
There you go.
I'm trying a new spot every night. Oh, this is really terrible. You can't eat, honey. It's so good.
Yeah. That's what my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, she was saying that she got mad at my brother for he's like, I'm hungry, I'm gonna just leave and go get some food. She's like, I'm in labor, I can't eat. It's like, well, I've been here for 18 hours, at some point I need a sandwich. Seems tough, man.
Does Ashley know the first food that she wants, like, after she can eat again?
If she does, she hasn't told me so
oh,
far
you gotta
but
make
I have
sure
a good
you know
idea
that. You
of
know.
Like there are probably 2 or 3 things that especially top out. I know what she likes.
Well, make sure. Be sure of that one. Talk about it beforehand. Don't guess.
How long are we going to lose you for, Shep?
At least a week to start. At least a week, probably 2, I would think.
Okay.
And then I'll use the rest of my...
Yeah. Take your time.
Probably around the holidays, I'll take another week.
Oh, yeah. Split it up. Don't do it all at once.
Yeah.
What's the company policy? 3 weeks? What's the company gives you 4 weeks?
4, yeah.
That's nice.
Kids today, man. I didn't get 4 when, you know, back in
kids
2014.
Today. From a 35-year-old guy.
36,
I love it.
36, but yeah. 4 weeks, man.
I got 5 days between the 3 of them. Now, the third was during Christmas week. Jack was induced on December 22nd, so that doesn't count. But 5 days, I think, for the first 2.
That was your choice, though, right?
Yes.
You had the opportunity.
Well, I wanted to be on the air the day of the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's like, come back to work a little bit early. It's Super Bowl. Sure, I'll be there, Super. I'll do 2 hours. I'll sit in the studio with Doug Buffone and try to pull sentences out of his mouth.
Wait a second. Super Bowl, NHL All-Star game.
I know. I got pulled away from the NHL All-Star game, and the next week was the Super Bowl. I wasn't going to miss them both.
No.
Couldn't do that. They cover the NHL skills competition that Friday night at the stadium, and they're breaking plates, and I'm running around in the locker room. I'm interviewing every star and every team, and I've got miles of tape, all these cassette tapes.
Of course.
Can't wait to go in on Saturday morning. I got Ray Bourque here. I got Wayne Gretzky. I got all these guys I talked to one-on-one, former Hawks, and I get home to Harrison Street in Hammond where we were renting, and she says, my water has broken. And I said, here's the tape. Somebody have fun listening to this. Let's go to the hospital.
That's what's most important, right?
Yeah.
You don't regret the
no,
NHL
All-Star. Are you kidding? No, it's a great story. Everybody remembers that Wayne Messmer national anthem right after the Gulf War broke out. I was getting in my scrubs before Van was born at 1:30 in the afternoon.
We will bring in Joe Ostrowski to look ahead to the football weekend.
In studio?
I think we booked him
Rick
in studio.
Rick Camp in studio. Whoa.
And Rick Camp in studio.
Yeah. Big time show you're listening to,
just hanging
folks.
Out upstairs, by the way. Don't know if you guys gone off to like get coffee or
why
anything
is Campy
this afternoon.
There? He said he saw you
Campy
up there.
Campy is just hanging out upstairs in the little.
No, I haven't been upstairs. I've been doing the show.
Yeah, right, but like during a.
Yeah. As of I, and yeah.
So what's he doing?
Sitting there.
Must have been free food.
Leftovers.
He's literally sitting there with headphones on.
Nah, he's got something to do. He's a busy man.
I think it's the opposite.
it's also possible. We'll ask Joe Ostrowski next on The Score.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
I see the people talk.
Nor would we want to. This transition with Joe Ostrowski brought to you by Chicagoland Papa John's. Papa John's is giving you a free pizza this weekend. Buy one pizza at regular price and get a second pizza of equal or less value for free. Use the promo code Free Pizza Day on the Papa John's app or online at papajohns.com. That's promo code Free Pizza Day. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. I know there isn't a lot of excitement for Ohio State Northwestern tonight, but I think it's a good thing. Some people hate it that that's a night for high school football, but I don't go to high school football games.
High school football game if you don't want to pay attention. Exactly. You don't have to go.
It's going
to
be on my TV. I'll have some action going on, so I'm just fine with it. And plus, anytime Ohio State visits Northwestern, the ultimate bad beat. with Uncle Brent on the mic.
Yep.
When Bosa falls on a defensive touchdown, was a four-point game, then they cover the spread.
Oh, that was a really bad cover, too.
It's as bad
as
it can be.
Watch that in rehab. Almost drove me to the bar.
Yeah, that's incredible.
They were favored by a touchdown, up by four, Kane Coulter. They're doing a hook and a bunch of laterals. It just ends up with the clock on zero. They fall on it. They cover
That was Carlos Hyde, right?
Yes.
Yes, that was the Carlos Hyde game. Yeah, I remember that all too well.
Do you have a play on the game tonight? Yeah, Ohio State or Northwestern?
I don't feel good about it. Honestly, I'm doing it because it's on TV, but I'm doing the first half under 27.
Okay.
Very exciting. They might come out slow. That's what I'm thinking there. Guess the point the point total for Northwestern in the first half.
6.5.
Right, it should be around there.
Lower.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No one believes they'll score.
3.5?
3.5.
Oh, God.
Wow. That is incredible.
I would not take the over.
I mean, that's embarrassing.
It is. It's quite embarrassing. Don't tell Fitz. He's going to get mad.
There ain't an offense within spitting distance of us. We're Northwestern, Illinois, the Bears. We commented earlier, Matt Nagy, the offensive mind is here. Lowest total on the board this week at 38.
And Cutler's numbers are actually worse than when Dowell Loggins was here.
Wait, what? You said Cutler's?
I meant Trubisky. I had a flashback for a quick second. Yeah, Trubisky's numbers.
Oh, are worse than when Dowell Loggins was here?
Yes, and people throw out that year. I get it because he's a rookie and it was supposed to be Mike Glennon's year, but we don't need to go back.
Yeah, I don't want to go back.
Danny's got Bears 19, Saints 17. I've got Bears.
Really?
Yeah. I got Bears 23, Saints 12.
No. My score is Bears 19, Saints 17.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So nice. All three of us are going under, and it's the lowest total on the board this week.
High totals go over, low totals go under.
Yeah. Two double-digit road favorites in the NFL this week. Do you like either of them?
Nope. I think I'm stubborn with that. I can't lay double digits on the road. I can't. I heard you say it earlier. Come on, Buffalo and that offense favored by 17?
I'll take the 17 and put a lunch bet on it. You got to, right?
I was actually surprised that Fitzpatrick wasn't worth more points against the spread than Josh Rosen. The number didn't move. I figured he's worth 1 or 2 points over Josh Rosen.
I think it's about the rest.
And, clearly.
And that two-point conversion.
That'll do it.
That two-point conversion, they were clearly trying to fail.
I agree.
So that's the problem.
Oh, listen, I wouldn't bet Miami. Yeah. I'm merely saying that Ryan Fitzpatrick deserves to be on an NFL roster, and Josh Rosen does too, but he's not ready to play.
Right.
You know, like Fitzpatrick can get you in and out of the huddle. Like he can do professional NFL quarterbacking things. He makes them look not like the worst team I've ever seen.
He is a better quarterback, but I'll remind you that the line didn't move when Chase Daniel was out there.
Right. Absolutely. It doesn't move a lot, except for the marquee players. But I like Buffalo in that game, actually. Like, I think...
Tatanka, you want the... I'll take the 17 if you want.
Sure. That's fine. Yeah, no problem. 50, 100, whatever you want.
$100.
Okay. Sounds good. That was easy. No juice.
It's a nice lunch.
Yeah, perfect.
It's an MJH lunch.
What are you doing on the show tonight?
Mike Dettillier will be joining me at 6:20 from WWL in Nolens. Talk about Bears Saints. Also a little bit about Joe Burrow. Man, is he fun to watch. He might be stealing the Heisman from Tua. I'll get into the Northwestern Ohio State a little bit. And Rick Camp will be in studio with Tony Gill, 8 o'clock hour. They'll tell me about the win totals that I should be betting this year.
Better go wake him up.
And your buddy Alan Berg, I know you've talked to him a bunch. He'll be joining me at 9.
Rick Camp in studio.
Odds Maker at Caesars.
You literally have Rick Camp in studio.
Yes.
And Rick Camp in studio.
Doesn't get more exciting than that.
It does not on a Friday at 8 o'clock.
I got to say, those guys grind, man. I respect the hell out of what Tony and Cody and Rick Camp are doing. Tony and Cody cover every Bulls home game. Tony does his No Zones podcast. Rick trying to carve out an NBA niche for himself. That's what the young guys got to do. You got to grind. Got to find your lane.
Exactly.
8 o'clock in studio on a Friday night. They're here for you. Rick's probably been here for 18 hours by that point. Have a good show, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
See you, Joe.
Win some money this weekend. So I'm going to Louisville. How are you spending your weekend?
Safe trips. Sherry and I are going to watch a movie tonight. Not sure what. Hawks are on tonight, too. Who, the Hawks?
The Hawks.
And tomorrow I got a Patrick Day. We're going to watch some football. We may go to the movies. And then Sunday's a huge football Sunday. Nothing too crazy. Just continuing to convalesce and try to shake this sinus infection.
We'll get better, my friend.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Thank you to Eddie Jackson.
With your money in my pocket on Monday.
Eddie Jackson, Olin Krutz, and Dave Wunst.
You know, they got tight ends.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me say something educated here.
Well, they do have tight ends that can block. I mean, I mean,
who?
Shaheen? Oh, let me back up.
Hey, you just back up just fine. Nick Shepkowski's got a stroller. He's our executive producer. I don't think the stroller's for him. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are. For Dan McNeil, I'm Danny Parkins. McNeil and Parkins on The Score.
Yeah, we all had a bad feeling in our, you know, in our mouth.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.